First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. In a piece Audrey Fry wrote 11 years ago, she wondered why plastic outweighs plankton. May it still be relevant today?
One of my greatest pleasures as a UC Santa Cruz student is being able to glance out at the pristine Monterey Bay while walking to class. Taking a boat 5 miles out could put me alongside the largest animal to ever live, or under the shadow of the bird with the longest migration. Both blue whales and albatross frequent Monterey Bay to take part in feasts made possible by its unique oceanography. But what if the water was dense with plastic instead of plankton? Travel 500 miles out into the Pacific Ocean, and this may be what you find. Since plastic outweighs plankton by a ratio of 46 to 1 across the soupy, Texas-sized eastern garbage patch, it is difficult for krill and birds alike to avoid consuming it. At UCSC's Long Marine Laboratory, a friend of mine dedicates hours to dissecting albatross stomachs. A glance over his shoulder showed me fishing line and bottle caps tangled amongst tissue. Where does the garbage in the North Pacific Gyre come from? A water bottle dumped from a cruise ship, or a plastic bag that missed the trash can and washed into a storm drain. We can't clean up the garbage patch directly, but we can make daily choices to keep it from growing, like drinking from reusable water bottles or bringing our own bags to the store. Less plastic in the ocean will make the food it produces healthier for any bird or boat that may go fishing for it.
Audrey Fry attended UCSC as an environmental studies major. If you would like to share your opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.